Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
706 here at 55KRC, the talk station, and a very happy Monday to you. My name is Brian Thomas, executive producer Joe Strecker, who's responsible for lining up the show, including my next guest. Welcome back. It's been too long since we talked. Former Hamilton County Sheriff Jim Neal, who is now a Republican. Jim, welcome back to the show, my friends. Good to talk to you today.
Well, thank you. It's good to be on this Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Thanks for having me.
Oh, happy to. I always enjoyed having you on the program. I mean, you did the sheriff show regularly during your tenure as sheriff of Hamilton County. Honestly, Jim, at the outset, me being a libertarian, little L libertarian, you know, more conservative guy, little concerned, I thought you did a great job running the sheriff's department. I never heard a single complaint. You won the general election back in 2016 by 63%, so clearly the people were in your corner. And then you had a really good tenure as a sheriff. I mean, faced with some challenges like all Hamilton County sheriffs are, budget, the jail, et cetera. I just thought you did a commendable job. You were always willing to talk and come on and talk about the challenges and the difficulties and the progress you made. So I salute you for those years. But then along came 2020 and the primary, and the Democrat Party seems to have just sort of turned their back on you in favor of Charmaine McGuffey. How did you feel at the time that was going on? Because we're going back a little bit of time now. You've been retired for a year.
Yes, I have. That the action on the party proved that they are not the party of inclusion. I'm proof of that. Dusty Rhodes is proof of that. You see it on the national level too. The party's throwing shots across the bow at Joe Manchin. Democrats of yesterday are having problems finding a place in the modern day party. The blue dogs are having a tough road.
Well, what drew you? Okay, let me just start from, you know, like, when you say Dusty Rhodes, he's like a running joke. I know Dusty quite well, obviously a very conservative guy. And I always joke, I say he's more conservative than most of the Republicans I know. Yeah, he has been running for as a Democrat since, you know, way, way back in the day. I always liken him to sort of like a Kennedy Democrat. But Kennedy Democrats are actually modern day Republicans if you look at policy platforms and how they stand on the various issues. Do you find yourself in that camp, Sheriff Neal?
Yes, sir.
Jim Neal? Yeah.
Yes, sir. I was alive. I was alive and remember, I was young, but I remember John F. Kennedy. I remember Dr. Martin Luther King. So I was raised on the west side of Hamilton County, and I was born in 58, so the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So whether you were a Democrat or Republican, it was a conservative area of Hamilton County. The West Side.
Yes.
And with that being said, you know, I'm a product of my environment and my family. Both my parents, when they married, they were Democrats, but they switched over to the Republican Party, and because the party left them back then. And the party's evolving and changing, and it has left me. And so with that being said, there's just change going on right now, Brian. And I'm not obviously the reason for my switching is, like you said, I took a year off, and I want to get involved again. But I know that the Democratic Party would never promote me for a slate. So I'm the Republican Party is welcome. You know, I'm welcome in the Republican Party. And right now I'm currently, I filed a petition. So technically I'm a Republican now because I filed a petition. And I'm running for an office as a precinct executive for Precinct 19B. So not only am I switching parties, but I'm running for a position within the party.
Well, that's wonderful news. And, you know, the Republican Party has you know, not everybody is lockstep within the Republican Party. And in fact, I think it's a more inviting party. It's more of a party of the people these days. But one specific area that has to have rubbed you the wrong way in terms of Democrat policy platform is this whole, what seems to be just general anti-police sentiment, whether it's defund the police or change the way law enforcement works. Again, I reflect on all the police officers and sheriff's deputies that I've known over the years. And, with very, very, very few exceptions, and I couldn't even name a specific name, they all seem to me to be wonderful people, men, women, different ethnicities, all together in the name of keeping and serving and protecting our community. It's a noble calling. And I think in at least locally, any cries for the police reform seem to be coming from people who really are not familiar with our local law enforcement. How do you react to all of the negativity that the Democrat Party has projected against the police department we've seen over the past year and a half, 2 years?
It led to my decision because I asked myself, which party better supports law enforcement? Which party better supports a man in uniform? And so honestly answering that question led me to why I pulled a petition to run as a Republican, because right now it's the Republican Party. And you're right. I believe the Republican Party is actually representing the people better. But the defunding police and not supporting law enforcement, I don't get it, because Cincinnati has set the standard. Hamilton County and Cincinnati has set the standard across the nation for police community relations and working together. You can ask any federal partner, there's no place like Cincinnati in the United States. We work well together. And I, as you know, Brian, tried to continue to promote that cooperation and operation and working well with all law enforcement. And we do work well together to serve the people. We're not serving ourselves. We're serving the people. And I just don't get it. So we got some bad characters that are promoting this ideology. And it's got to stop, because the people are suffering. You know, it's the public we serve that's suffering, Brian, from all of this.
And I don't understand how the Democrats became the party of abortion, but you said it the other day on Fox News, being a Catholic, you are Catholic, and being in law enforcement, believing in the rule of law, you believe that the Republican Party fits those values better. What is your reaction as a former Democrat to this embrace, this without hesitation embracing of abortion up until the moment of viability? I don't know where it came from, and I don't know how the Democrats became the party of abortion, but that certainly had to factor into the equation. I mean, you did mention it on Fox the other day.
It did. And you're right. I am Catholic. And it's another, which I had to ask myself, which party better supports Catholicism and faith in general?
Faith in general. Good point.
Faith in general. And again, it's the Republican Party. I am pro-life, but I did not allow my beliefs as a sheriff to interfere with the rule of law.
Right.
Because to me, that is paramount. We have to follow the rule of law. That's why I came out and said publicly to the media that the county jail is not a sanctuary jail. I will work with any law enforcement agency. And if any law enforcement agency, be it local, state, or federal, has a holder on one of our offenders who are locked up because they committed a criminal offense on the books in Ohio, had nothing to do with their status, when they make bond or they are released, we will notify that agency. You have 48 hours to serve, you know, your holder and come and either talk to the individual or take him or her with you. You know, that's their business.
Indeed. Now, in terms of, well, go ahead, continue.
No, I was, go ahead, Brian.
No, I just was wondering, I have to imagine, you know, you're still a fairly young man in terms of politically. If precinct exec is your last stop, or do you have your eye on some other larger office down the road? Jim Neal?
No, it's the latter. Right now, it's a process. I switch parties. It's a process. But I want the naysayers to realize that, hey, he's serious about being a Republican. Not only is he a registered Republican, he's running for an office in the party. And I believe that statement will carry me further into the future than just claiming to be a Republican. Because, you know, there'll be those that think, he's a Democrat.
Yeah, well,
I ran for an office. And whether I'm successful or not, I pulled a petition. I filed it. I got a reply that my signatures were, I had sufficient signatures. So when the deadline approaches in February, my petition and those others would be provided to the board for review, and I'll be on the ballot in May 3rd as a precinct executive for 19B, which, by the way, Brian, is Sailor Park.
Well, yeah, I have every confidence that the residents of Sailor Park will embrace you and accept you and welcome you, being a voice of reason, and demonstrably so. I mean, you have a very good record to run on that you can point to. Independent of political party, you ran the sheriff's office the way it should have been run at the time. And that,
yes, sir.
That is what is truly important. Did he do a good job? Yes. Did he bring politics into it? No. And I think that's one of the things you can say that I don't know if the current sheriff's department can actually say that politics are left out of it. And I would be remiss in my obligations if I didn't ask you if the problems that we saw and during your administration, during prior administrations as sheriff, the sheriff and the overcrowding at the jail, has that situation been resolved, or we still have staffing issues and space issues at the jail? Because I don't read or hear anything about it anymore. It's as if the problem has gone away.
It's worse.
Oh, no. Oh.
The policies, there's the deputies are retiring.
Hmm.
The deputies are resigning. The vacancy rate, from what I'm hearing, is very high. And that could probably be why, if the sheriff's office is in budget, is because people are leaving left and right. I heard that they closed the floor in the jail. So how's that keeping our community safe? I also heard that they're going to be closing another floor in the jail because they don't have the staffing to support a full operation. And
but hey, I hate to say the obvious, though, Jim Neal, we still have the perps, the bad guys convicted, being held, those being held without bond or on high bond. Those folks are still around, right?
Well, yeah, but the policies, again, in the criminal justice system, you're seeing lower across the nation, you're seeing lower bonds, you're seeing a lot more, as a result, you're seeing a lot more violence in the communities as a result of policies that are permeating the criminal justice system right now. Quite frankly, I'm shocked. I've never experienced anything like this in my lifetime. But you know, I always believe that dangerous people need to be locked up and stayed locked up.
Amen to that.
But you got to understand, Brian, a floor shut down in the county jail because we're, you know, you're talking a population on a floor if you're single celling, approximately 100. So, and of course, many are double cells. So you're talking, you lose a floor, you're losing 200 beds. Mm. You lose another floor, you're losing 400 beds. And where are you going to house? It's not serving the public and it's not serving law enforcement. Wow. When you have no, you don't have the room to, you have the room, but you don't have the opportunity to house a dangerous offender.
Well, that is certainly news, and I wish I had read it elsewhere before talking with you, Sheriff Neal. It's extraordinarily important what's going on in our community, so I appreciate the time.
Again, Brian, I haven't read it either. It's what I heard.
Well,
I'm hoping that you or in other media would investigate the matter and report it.
No question about it. And now that I know about it, we'll look into it a little bit more. We'll get one of the folks from the Enquirer to do a little article on that. Local reporting, extremely important, particularly when it comes to law enforcement and room at the inn, so to speak. Jim Neal, now Republican, congratulations. I wish you the very best. I know you will serve Precinct 19B should you become Precinct Executive. And as far as I'm concerned, you got my endorsement, my friend. I know you well enough to know that you're going to be a welcome addition to the Republican Party, and best of luck and health to you and your family until we get to talk again, my friend. And I look forward to that.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.